best moment.
Nice. Yeah.
People are dumb.
Have you ever done a stage dive or crowd surfing or anything?
No. Every day I am introduced to a new reason why you think very little of me. Why would I ever do something like that?
I feel like your life is a metaphor, is a giant stage dive, and the crowd hates you. It's like a trust fall, and nobody catches you. That's your life, Bill.
I expected something like that from you, but I'm very upset at how much Garrett enjoyed that.
Because he knows it's true. And it's just this image of you face planning.
Yeah, I'm not living my best life.
Boy.
But you know what? The goal is to just stop with the whole life thing, period. Until then, I guess I will continue to not live my best version of that. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, last night I ate a whole lot of pizza. Sometimes you just need it. God, you know, especially for women, if you're ever on a diet, it was just like I'm tired of eating vegetables and my body is so hungry. And I had like 4 slices of pizza and I felt great about it. I have no regrets.
Good for you. Why are you dieting to begin with?
No, it's just like I'm trying to be healthier and like cook for myself.
Trying to be not anemic.
And I don't trust myself to cook meat because I'm afraid I will poison myself. So the only thing that I can safely cook is like roasted vegetables and quinoa. And I hate it. I'm never full. So
I think this is why you're so fragile.
I have to give up on the cooking.
I think you need more iron. I think you need more protein. I'm so glad Gina wasn't in here to see any of those lines stated because he would have said something horrible.
Yeah.
I think you need all of those things. Otherwise, you're just...
Definitely.
And going to break.
Like, last time I was malnourished, I broke my hip and I broke a molar, so... Mm.
Is that true? Is that when like you were in the middle of like some sort of pageant type dieting?
It was right after the pageant. And I think my body was like, what are you doing? Reintroducing all these bad habits.
You are your own lifetime show. That is amazing. I'm glad you had your pizza. Did you have a little bit for breakfast as well?
No. We finished it all. Me and my boyfriend, we got these like 2 pies. They weren't like huge. You know, it's like a wood fire place.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a
small. You guys went all out.
Goddamn, so good. But, oh, crap. I left my glasses at my boyfriend's.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
Wait, are we going to be able to do our game show then?
Yeah, I will. I don't have to read. This is really bad, actually, that I like need my glasses now to read. No, I'm fine. But no, we were watching last night the documentary Free Solo.
Oh, yes. The guy that climbs
about the guy that does the rock climbing without ropes. And holy shit, it's amazing. Before we started, I asked, I was like, is he still alive today?
Why did you want to know that?
That's the only way I would want to watch it. I don't want to watch something and like he might die because the anxiety. But still, I had all this anxiety, even though I knew he did it, like, and he is alive. But man, if you've seen it, you're going to know what I'm talking about. The girlfriend. He has a girlfriend. I don't know how. She must have a screw loose, lovely girl, but like very pretty. And he's a little Asperger-y.
Yes. I got
and
that
so I'm like, it's really, she didn't know anything about him. She met him at a book signing, gave him her number as a joke, and then like fell madly in love with him. But she like doesn't want him to do it. She's very like kind of needy and clingy and like, this is his one passion. Like, why are you going to tell him not to do it?
Oh, they come in and infect you and try to get you to stop doing all the things that you enjoy doing.
It's like, you know, it's the worst. It made me want him to break up with her, as awful as that sounds. Because I want him to do this great feat, and he does.
Well, it sounds like you kind of want him to die just to spice
like,
up the
he injured
plotline.
Himself twice, okay? In 1 month, he injured himself twice. He hadn't injured himself in 7 years. Guess why? 2 times he was climbing with the girlfriend. One time the girlfriend, the rope, she was holding the rope. It slipped through her hands. He fell, got a compression fracture on his back.
That's fucking funny because I've listened to a lot of interviews with this guy and they never mentioned the girlfriend as far as the plot.
Yeah, that's her. She's so freaking cute.
She's cutie.
She is so cute. She's very well spoken, but, you know, I think that she's a good device sort of in the storytelling of this documentary, you know, and she asks him questions and she's like a foil to some of it. You know, it keeps it more interesting, but man, it just really, even one of the guys who's like one of his trainers was like, I mean, you have to question the fact he just gets injured twice and he's with this girl. Like,
oh, so they actually address it, that she could be the Yoko of rock climbing?
Yeah, when he first injured himself, he was like, I wanted to break up with her immediately. And he said that they had a talk and she brought up the point that, like, you know, you can make room for both things in your life, for me and your passion. And he does, and it works. But, man, it's crazy. You know, they talk about all these people who have died doing this, and it's just nuts.
I really got to see this.
One slip of the foot. This camera guy, too, as they're filming it, he, like, can't watch. He's near tears. It's crazy.
Did they discuss what they would do, not do? Would they scrap it if the worst happened to him?
They have a meeting. You see the film crew having a meeting, and if he falls, what they do. And the one guy says, just immediately call 911 and then they'll know kind of how to handle it from there.
Call 911 when he falls off that mountain? I think you just call the morgue. I don't think that there's much 911 going on there.
But this film crew, holy shit, I'm really glad that they won the Academy Award for documentary, because documentary feature, I guess, because they are all mountain climbers. They're all rock climbers.
You can tell just by looking
so up. Not only are they rappelling down a mountain with the one, you know, the very tiny rope, but they have gear. Like, they have their camera and they have stuff hanging off of them and they're just leaning back, sitting back into the harness and filming. It's not, they deserve every award. They don't get the recognition and they should. That's incredible.
One thing you'll find as you get older is life is hell, of course. Yeah. But the other thing too is that you, when you watch things, you have much more of a visceral reaction than you did when you were younger. Like, I was never as much of a little sensitive bitch as I am now.
Yeah.
And when I watch stuff like that, I'm like in it. I feel much more worry about subjects like that than I would have 10 years ago. I think it's because you know your own mortality.
No, it's funny you say that, too, because I used to love, I guess there was a show on TLC. They had a bunch years ago, like surgery shows.
I used to love
watching them. I used to love watching them peel away skin, showing organs. Now, oh, heck no. I get so nauseous.
Yeah,
I can't do it. But I used to love it.
Everything. And then just like... Well, you know, I've told you a million times, just watching people embarrass themselves, even if I know it's fake, even if it's like when we were talking in the green room about sitcoms, even if it's just some sort of goofy, not well-written, thought-out character, and they're just doing something that embarrasses themselves in front of their fake friends, that affects me. Like, I cringe.
Do you relate to it? Do you worry that that's you? No, but that's the thing. You project, like, the parts of you onto someone else, or you relate to them. You empathize.
That's the thing. I've never worried about embarrassing myself. I don't know why, but I just don't care.
You just feel bad for other people.
I feel bad for other people when other people do it, yeah.
That's sweet.
I guess. Yes, or it's maybe that puts me on the spectrum.
Do you constantly feel bad for Gino?
Yes. Speaking of, you may or may not be the car girl on this one. I can't believe this is actually happening. Brian McCarthy and Gino are actually going to fight. I still don't see this actually happening. Well, Garrett, how much of this is actual reality?
Brian was not in at first, but now he's in, and the trash talking has begun on Twitter.
Okay, the thing of it is, I was thinking about this because all I do is think about Gino, as you guys know. Brian has an automatic excuse. If he somehow at least gets in one left hook, that's a miracle. And if he loses, everyone's just going to be like, well, of course he lost. He's the blind guy. Well,
we're doing like big balloon gloves and stuff.
Oh, boo.
Headgear. It's not like.
Boo.
Well, here's how I think, right? Handicaps, they do that in sports.
Correct.
Right? So I think that Aaron should have one hand tied behind his back. That
Gino.
Would make it fair.
Gino's fighting.
I thought it was Aaron fighting.
No.
What? That's why it's boozy boxing.
Then you know what? Gino needs two hands. I thought if it was why did I think it was Aaron?
We're going to put a bell on Gino so Brian can tell where he is.
All right, give us your
question.
Let's interview the really handicapped fighter.
What?
We were just trying to figure out the best case scenario for you in whatever this is going to be, fisticuffs wise.
Why don't you ask Berg and Brennan? Because me and Brian are just innocent bystanders in this, saying, "All right, we'll do whatever the hell you want to do."
They're like your managers.
What's that?
They're like
manager rock
corner.
From my perspective, you guys are just looking at each other and saying to yourselves, "We're in and out.
Look, we're getting drunk. We're doing what we do best." And then,
oh, nice.
I don't know why I got to be a part
and
of this.
Berg,
get me out of there.
Berg just texted me, and you know where I think we're going to do it? In the private room at Sullivan's across the street.
Oh, nice.
No. I'm sorry, Joanne. Across.
Thank you.
Really?
Now go this get me an espresso.
Right. I don't want you guys to do it this weekend, though, because I'm working.
We're doing it next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday? Oh, perfect.
Weigh in tomorrow. You can't hear me, but weigh in tomorrow, thing next Wednesday.
Weigh in is tomorrow, and the thing is next week. Next Wednesday.
Well, all right, I think you should be the car girl, but, like, I, as usual, in hot water, doesn't think outside the box, never has, never will. I fought one time. A guy about 30, 40 pounds outside of my weight class. I didn't do it with any pussy inflatable gloves or anything like that. And I, too, had a ring girl.
Uh-huh.
And it was Joshua McCarroll.
Nice.
Wearing cute little jean shorts. He'd really, really emaciated himself for that role. Really starved himself.
It's like, sometimes here's the issue. I either have to just commit to the bikini, just like do it like real, you know, like a real ring girl. Mm. Or I have to come up with a very different weird angle.
I almost like, this is going to disappoint everyone, and probably I'll have to hand in my guy card, but I almost like the idea of you coming up with a really fucked up angle.
I know. Well, that's usually what I do. Like in college, when we had slut night, I dressed up as a pregnant 16-year-old. I didn't just dress up in lingerie. I have to take it one step further.
I very much respect that. I think you've just nailed it.
Should I dress up as a pregnant 16-year-old? Beautiful.
I'll teach you how to smoke cigarettes between now and then, and you'll be a smoking,
beautiful,
pregnant ring girl. Oh, my God. You guys found it. Look at that. Oh, you know what that Sheila's arm? She was my, oh, boy. We recognize that guy, huh?
Oh, it was before Greg lost the weight.
Yeah, that's Greg. No one told Greg that he was not doing the weigh-in.
Oh, yeah.
Look how big that dude is. Welsh dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that was, I don't think the actual tape exists. That's from Shira's phone.
What was that? When were you at Fox then, or was that when you were at the magazine?
It was both. Because I'm a multitasker and I believe in synergy, I was doing an article for Maxim, and I told Fox, why not do video of me fighting this guy for this article?
Oh, okay.
So we turned it into a...
Oh, nice.
Segment, or as they say in the comedy world, a bit. Wink!
Nice.
I don't know where I am, what I'm doing, or why you're even looking at this. But yeah, he really, really, really hurt me. I think I broke my nose for the fourth time.
Yeah.
That's why it looks like a lightning bolt.
Totally.
Yeah. Lots of damage to this nose, legal and otherwise. Is there anything else you would like to get to before we get to our lovely guests? We've got A-listers all today.
I know, and they can be some talkers, so I think we should bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
Get the show going.
Yes. I wonder if we need to get. I don't know if we need to get new graphics, guys. Richie Reddy is back. We love him so. Find him wherever all great Richie Reddy products are sold, and also listen to Pets and Punchlines with his much better half. Gino's episode is actually adorable, even though they talk about his goddamn cat the whole time. Guys, my mom calls him the successful Schultz. Andrew Schultz, check out his YouTube channel. It's a game changer. At YouTube/TheAndrewSchultz, correct?
That's right, yeah. No
T. And I've read there is no T in that their last name. Speaking of weird last names, Natasha Jelena is taking a dump. Yep. So when she finally gets in here, we'll give her kind of fake intro.
Schultzy with Rogan last week morning.
I know what a downslope that is, yeah.
Damn, homie.
Man of the people, bro.
What happened to you, homie?
The tragic career path you took. Once you were in a beautiful weather with Joe Rogan, and now you're here looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really, did you listen to it? It was really good. Yeah, it was really fun. Only for you, and also Kumia, because those things are like fucking 3 hours. Yeah. Joe Rogan does not fuck around. I don't know. He must have a lot of honey and stuff in it for his throat or something, because that was a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was definitely a lot of talking, but it was cool.
We were discussing a little bit in the green room. I love saying that, even though green room it's not. About the differences that you found with the New York and L.A. comedy scene.
Yeah.
Basically, the L.A. scene's better. That's kind of what I learned.
Currently.
Yeah.
Currently, it's much better.
You think so?
Without a doubt, like 10 times better.
Why? Because of celebs driving it a little bit? Or just comics that are...
Guys, speaking of Natasha Dellata, she's driving it.
I have to pee. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. It happens. We don't need to
good for you.
For her.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, bro.
Yeah, no, the comics run the scene. You know, I mean, the way Rogan put it to me, I thought it was really good. He was like, yeah, it was a ghost town, and then we propped it up ourselves. And anytime you have comics trying to impress each other, you have the best comedy.
Yeah.
So if you go back like 5, you know, even 10 years ago, they were talking about nonsense out there, right? All the comics. And that's why New York guys hated it. You'd go out there like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Because they're all trying to get sitcoms.
We're all auditioning.
Right? Yeah, they're all auditioning for sitcoms, right? And the industry was everywhere. And, now that, you know, sitcoms are dead and these kind of opportunities don't exist, the industry is kind of like, the industry kind of left it a little bit in a way. And it was the best thing that could possibly happen to it. And it's just funny how, like, ecosystems always balance themselves because, you know, I think I was talking about this on Rogan, but, like, you really have, there was a time where, like, all comics out there, they were just talking about, you know, fucking unicycles and shit. And it was the softest comedy scene. And then,
what's the deal with unicycles?
Real talk.
No, it was all act outs. It was like they
it was
wanted
just
to.
Bullshit.
It, yeah, they yeah. wanted to see your physicality, and it was like, oh, I could put this guy in something.
God, I love a prop comic.
Yeah. So it was like, and then out of nowhere, this pops up. There's this show called Roast Battle pops up out there.
Yes,
right?
You're talking about them.
And roast battle is like the most savage form of comedy that exists. It's like purposely offensive, purposely, you know, bigoted, purposely, you know, sexist, homophobic,
Natasha,
whatever it
Natasha,
is.
Natasha.
Exactly.
Everything.
Yes, it's
right?
True. Go on.
And you got great teeth.
Thank you.
And
good red lipstick. But go
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So basically what happens was like that was the scene kind of like crying out for some balance. I've noticed that at least. It always happens. The system always balances itself. I mean, you even see it with politics, right? It was like we go 8 years conservative, 8 years Democrat. It's just, that's what happens. It's just like human beings need that shit. And once the comics started getting money, I mean, the problem with the New York comedy scene is most comics are broke. Right. And, you know, we were talking about this before. So it's like the only validation they have for themselves are maybe like spots at a comedy club. Right. So it's like. And I get that because you can't validate yourself with how much money you're making. You can't validate yourself with the work you have out there because even if you do have a special, nobody's watching it. Mm-hmm. Right? There's literally no way to validate yourself as a comic nowadays unless there's just it's like let's say you get your we know buddies of ours have hour specials on Comedy Central that nobody's seen.
Mm-hmm. Even on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's like it was this moment where. You know, I kind of like wrap my head around all this forcefully because, you know, I made a special that nobody wanted, right? So I was like, okay, well, how do I navigate this business? You know, I'm not going to just accept that, right? And I came to this cool realization that I never wanted a special. I just wanted people to see my comedy. And it turns out that more people see your comedy on YouTube than they see on any of these networks, you know? So that was this awesome, you know, moment for me. So basically what I've been trying to do, you know, the Rogan thing and just, you know, talking to comics is like get the New York guys to realize like you can take control of your career and you can do what I've done. You know, you might not have the same success as me and that's just the reality of the matter, right? But
fuck you. Oh, you're just talking overall. Yeah, I got you.
It is what it is. You know, but it's like sorry, Aunt Schultz. but it's like you can at least have some semblance of control in your career. Whereas like before being a comic was Comedy Central, are you gonna pick something up? Netflix, are you gonna pick something up? HBO, are you gonna pick something up? Like you had no control. Mm-hmm. It is an awful way to make a living. Awful. And now with this internet, we have all control. You literally eat what you hunt. So if you don't mind hunting, you're going to be well fed. I don't mind hunting. So right now, the industry is going to be separated for those who will put in the work and those who won't. And if you die, you die.
Well, as far as the hunting thing is concerned, what do people like Joanne do who can't cook meat properly?
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Berries? reasoned.
That's why you're brittle, woman. That is why you're brittle. Well, but seriously, the like.
As you struggle to pick up that pint with that wrist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, your wrist is better.
It is, it is. It's still slender and very feminine.
Is it better? Yeah.
Anytime you say wrist in my name, she just gets so happy. She loves talking about it.
He doesn't have a trophy wife, but he has an atrophied wrist.
Oh, God. I hate how impressive that was.
I do wish you would always just like sit like this.
Play on the morning show.
Good. I like it.
The scar's clearing up. God, I'm bleeding.
I got to get the New York guys. I got to reorganize the New York scene a little bit, and hopefully, I realize that people never do anything you tell them. They just do stuff you show them.
Yep.
So I feel like even with this last special that I put out, this out now, it's like we had some interest in it, but there's a bigger. Sometimes things are bigger than you, you know, so it's like I need to put it out on YouTube. I need to have like wild success on YouTube to show comics that like, okay, you might get turned down from specials. Go do it yourself. Film it yourself. Put it out yourself. And you'll see what can happen because of it. Like I was able to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. You know what I mean? Like by not asking, like I never asked for
anything.
I haven't asked for anything in a year. I just stop asking.
All I do is ask.
Well, you gotta stop that shit, bro.
Food.
Let it come to you.
Nothing's career-wise, though. It's literally sustenance. I ask for food.
Do.
Yes.
It's the craziest thing that hit me is, like, if you just do shit, the people around you start asking for you.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean steal, Bill.
It's a glitch in the Matrix. It's a glitch.
I'll ignore that.
I promise you.
Good glitch.
Well, Andrew was saying like that the people in L.A. in the comedy community are more supportive than they are here. Which
they
I thought was
the
interesting.
Value. They want you on their podcast so they could prop you up. Like it was people in LA who were like, yo, you gotta check out Rogan, you gotta check out this guy. Shout out to Brendan Shaw. You know what I mean? Like, even when I came back, I just got a DM from Joey Diaz. I don't know if you guys know Joey.
Yeah, you guys are talking about him.
He just hit me up, and he was like, hey, man, I heard you were out here. When you coming back, like, you know, let's meet up. Like, you know.
Because Rogan was trying to get you to see him right before you left.
I saw him. He's
from L.A. He was great. I've never seen him
live. Authentic. It's like raw authenticity, man.
He's been doing it forever, too. He's had the time to craft and hone his skills.
Yeah.
Knows his audience. Yeah.
Doing drugs and, you know, pissing on gay dudes and like, but it's like it's this horrible shit, but he's so authentic, true to himself, and there's no malice in his story just fucking destroys.
Great. But it was just there. It's like, I mean, how often have you got DMs from people like that in New York? You know, it's like everybody's fighting over nothing. There's like nothing here, so
that is interesting.
Scarcity exists. You don't want to share. You don't want to help. And then once I got to get in people's minds here, like, hey, if we help each other, it's just more powerful and you get bigger.
Right.
So I've been trying to find the people who I think get it. And then I want to, like, just prop them up. And then hopefully they'll find people and then they'll prop them up. And then we got a similar thing.
Again, prop comedy.
Exactly.
Comedy.
It's all about
making a comeback.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Tosh, you have experience in both of the kind of formats he's talking about, and something called print, which I don't know if it exists anymore.
What?
I know, but no one's monetized that because you got stuff like the Daily Beast. You've got stuff like, I don't know, Salon, some bullshit like that. So ads go in there, but they are a lot less than they used to be in print, and no one's getting paid. I look at stuff like what Andrew's talking about, and I'm like, he's absolutely right. Having said that, it's going to be a lot for less as far as, like, because you're just not going to get the kind of money that you would back in the day of, like, a Fox and NBC and ABC with those kind of ad revenues coming in. I don't. How is that going to happen when it's just so much available on the internet? Like, is it, I don't know. I mean,
you mean versus the world of print?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just looking at print as an example of how
everyone
does a lot more for a lot less now.
I think to your point, a lot of people would rather just single-handedly take care of their own business. They would not hire people to edit their stuff, or that's they're going through Craigslist. They're going the cheap route because they're just trying to sustain their own, in, like, monetizing, their own incentivizing of themselves. So print, unfortunately, is now all digital. It's all electronic, so it's a dying breed. But
wow.
You know. That's good.
I guess.
Yeah, you get to more people that way.
Especially on Facebook.
There's something with the written word that still has power, man. It's a different ball game. It's like
people are reading stuff.
Are still reading it. Like, and there's another way you could get around it. Like if I was to do print now, what I would do is, it would be print, but you wouldn't even realize it. Like, you ever watch one of those videos on, like, Twitter or Instagram, something like that, where essentially someone's, like, talking about a subject, but you're not seeing them talk. You're just seeing, like, images of what they're talking about. That's print.
Yeah.
You don't even realize that now, but that's print, right? It's you're just sitting in front of something that's multiple images, and someone's telling you their opinion about the topic.
No, print definitely means ink is involved.
Motherfucker, I'm trying to get you to think outside the box.
I know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Print is a goddamn piece of paper with a printer.
Sure.
Yeah, a printer was involved in printing. That's true.
Right.
Shocker. Yeah. I know.
What about laser? Laser printers, is it still print?
All I heard was laser disc.
Color print?
That's not print.
I mean, there is something tangible and old school about the idea of opening up a piece of, you know, a periodical, if you will, and just sitting there with your coffee.
I think it's going to be too, like, status. You know, like classic cars. It's rich people with their classic cars.
Right.
You know, it's just going to be the rich bougie people. Look at me reading an actual paper.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like this is a pastime.
How many rich people are there, though?
Let me count. I don't know.
Call the
1%
for a reason. Very little.
You see what I'm saying? Like you don't want to make anything for those people. You want to make something that's accessible. We still value something that's written on a paper. Like, people tweet things about us all the time. Whenever it's been in an article, my friends have shared it with me.
Yeah.
Right? They've gone.
Do you think that that's
God,
dangerous? That anyone can become a writer? That anyone can have an op-ed on it? I didn't mean. I meant you should
become a writer. Just keep on coming, man.
You should be pissed at them. Because, you know, it doesn't take a lot of skill now. If you have a good tweet, then someone will interview you or ask you to write an op-ed about your said tweet. And, like, there's just this saturation of opinion-based writing.
The thing that I think is crazy about that ecosphere is how mainstream media treats tweets like they're news.
Yes.
You know, that like the huge controversy because this one trans teenager said that, you know, XYZ, and it gets the outrage machine gets hugely inflated by that, by like, you know, people are saying this. No, this one fucking guy said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're feeding into it, obviously, right now just by discussing it. But I got to say, I'm not even kidding. Is Twitter making money? Is it making a profit yet? I don't know. I don't necessarily know if it is. I mean, I don't know where we'd be without it as far as whatever the fuck we'd talk about. If we didn't have Twitter, we'd just be relying on our dumb studies.
Yeah, but we didn't have Twitter before.
Huh?
Twitter never existed before.
I'm just talking about content for the show.
There's so many different platforms.
Not anymore.
Yes.
No, I'm not listening.
Nope. You're wrong.
But every day you just started coming in with like newspaper clippings.
Oh God,
that's the way it used to be, though.
But that's still what they do on
Kelly. Used
to tack some shit up on.
Isn't it on New York One? Yeah. The guy will like sit on Saturday mornings and read the paper,
right?
And like go through the headlines and comment on
that morning show. That guy is coked out of his gourd.
Which one?
The I think it's New York One.
Guy with the grayish hair.
It's like 7 in the morning. Yeah, Lisa was on that show, and I wanted to slap the dude.
Really?
Wow.
That's fucking great. He's my new hero. But I'm sure in a good way he was a little caffeinated.
Nope.
Jackass. All right.
Dumb jackass. Lovely.
Libel. What's
Richie Redding.
Lady's choice. You want to pick the first one?
Sure.
Just be impressed I called you a lady.
I like this superpower story.
This is so hacky, and yet I love it. This is what we call
just a good
talker.
Excuse to read anything, talk about.
Huh?
No idea.
You don't know how to read.
Sorry. I didn't read this one either. It's fine. Here's how much Americans would pay to have superpowers. For the ability to heal or regenerate, they would spend $142,702.60. Mind you, ability to turn invisible, over $123,000.
Wow.
Manipulating time, over $128,000. Teleportation, only $122,000. I think I'd spend more.
Manipulate time than be able to heal.
No, healing is the top. That's what people would spend the most on. This is in descending order. Reading minds, over $118,000.
You don't need to even get injured.
Ooh. Wow.
That is the equivalent of asking the genie for a million wishes.
But you would never age if you could heal, regenerate.
Yeah, but everybody around you would.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah,
want to so be would, Wolverine.
Everybody around you would.
Some people. Wolverine's very angry. I think.
Yeah, yeah, but wouldn't you be if all your friends died? Like, literally everybody that you knew died.
I mean, that to me, that would kind of like, I'm a kind of a piss on your grave sort of person. We'll talk about that later.
Piss anywhere, Bill.
That's true. Oh, hold on. And done. what,
just manipulate
you gotta,
That's what I was going to ask. There must be stipulations
is,
to
is
that.
Is it like you can slow everybody else down?
Or is it time travel?
Ah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole saying right like you go back in time and you manipulate obstacles or events, then you just change the entire direction
somebody
of
somebody should
itself.
Make a movie so, about that.
I feel like that's never been done before.
Was Will Smith in it?
Oh, my God. Michael J. Fox. I'm getting him on the phone.
Well, and even the, what is it, the butterfly effect, right?
That's yeah, exactly.
Yes. Flying, $108,000, yeah. Super strength, $105,000. Moving things around with your mind, very specific.
Very.
Over $98,000. X-ray vision for the five-year-olds who were... old.
They don't realize that they're not seeing nipple, they're seeing bone. Yeah. It's not as sexy as you think. You're just looking at human skeletons.
No, actually, they pull.
Oh, man, she's got a poop.
The people who responded this, they they work in hospitals. And they were
really?
Like, this would make my career easier.
Yeah, 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 that makes
X-ray
sense.
How much do these people make that they're throwing around these arbitrary numbers of $100,000 for all these powers?
They know it's realistically never going to happen.
Median
so
household income.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And lying of the amount of money that they had. They probably have $100 in their bank account. They're like, oh man, if I could do this, it'd be $1 million. Yeah. Totally do it.
I think it's reasonable the amount. Like $100,000 isn't even crazy.
No.
No.
Like, Elon Musk could have all of these.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd buy $1 million house. How much to disappear? I'm $50,000.
Yeah, is owning an air conditioner a superpower? Yeah.
Bathroom renovation.
Also, yeah.
is invisible on there?
Invisible.
Because that
yes.
We all know
invisible is the second one.
Because that has the stupid loophole of your clothes are still going to be walking around like an invisible man.
Can you also, I mean, think about it. If you're invisible, you can find out so much about people, right?
Got to go buck naked.
You literally are a fly on the wall. Except
but reading minds.
What about turning into a fly?
Why would you want to do that?
You'd swap me.
Yep.
They should also make a movie if, like, somebody could read the mind of the opposite sex. Wouldn't
that would
be
a great
idea. Well, yeah, Reading Minds is on here. Reading Minds.
They do it all the time, and they don't. Yeah. what she's thinking. Oh, God, I got to poop.
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking. That's what she's thinking. She's not looking at you like, hey, what's
I think
your
that
name?
Was your internal dialogue, because that was a really quick, it was a quick bathroom trip, though. Might have jarred something loose.
That is amazing. You didn't even know she had pencil last night.
I don't know why I just thought of Gino all of a sudden. It's weird.
Are there any superpowers that are missing? Are there any things that you would pay for that weren't mentioned here?
Some sort of weapon would be sick.
Laser
like your
beam.
Body's a weapon?
Yeah.
Like a fireball or
laser
something.
Laser eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laser eyes.
Laser eyes. That's a great name.
Or if you can, like, manipulate like the weather.
Yeah, the Hadouken.
Or Storm in the X-Men.
Yeah, like, I just want to bring in, you know, some storms now. Oh, I want it to be sunny all of a sudden. I think that would be cool.
That'd be a good power.
People always complain about the weather. Why not be able to change it? Mm. Oh, you're getting married and I hate you? Rain, 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 rain. I don't know.
I just like the idea of you summoning rain by going, rain, 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 rain.
How about
that's
the
how you usher in your superpower right there.
Damn it, I'm giving it away.
It's a very literal comic book movie.
How about the ability to block people in real life like you can online?
That ain't bad.
That's
I like
just,
that.
Just you, I dream a genie, that motherfucker, you just blink him and you never see him again. You know how
Someone
many
say that we're already doing that, Richie, as far as the bubbles we live in?
Fake laughs. Like, ha! Bink, gone, motherfucker.
By the way, we're referencing someone very specific because that sounds familiar. I know that laugh.
I hate like, him so much.
Who is that? That is someone very specific.
He's not American.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Oh, yeah, it's that guy on Netflix right now, the British guy. We just watched him.
Gervais.
No. God damn it, what is his name? He's got a show where he fixes everything on Netflix. You know who I'm talking about, Garrett? Let me see if he's just got a new special on.
Also, Schulte is borrowing somebody's British Netflix account, so he might not be able to find
it. By
the
way, did I tell you that? That's absolutely accurate.
He's got an adapter on it.
Yeah.
First time someone's called someone else Schulte in my presence.
I'm sorry.
It was a weird feeling. I was like, what?
I had Schulte about 5-6 years before you. All right, sir?
God.
Five or six, we know you're way older.
You'll always be my first, Schultzy. You'll always be my first.
Ooh, that's an off-Broadway play. I do like that.
Do they call you Schultzy, Bill?
Huh?
Do people call you Schultzy?
Not since college. I got Billy a lot in college, too, but that doesn't have anything
Billy, you know.
To do. Yeah. Schultzy I would get a lot. In high school, a little Schultzy.
What about your brothers?
They would just be the lesser Schultz.
Hey, speaking of nicknames, since we're... So the last time I was in here, we talked about your boy Ralph Northam.
Yes.
The governor of Virginia.
Yes.
He's still...
I love that he's my boy.
He is still in power.
Of course. You ride it out. Ride it out.
And they know his nickname was Coon Man.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you remember this guy?
The dude with the shoe polish on his face next
to I remember that. Outfit. Yeah.
It turned out that his nickname in college was Coon Man.
Okay.
Huh.
Why?
Well, he said it was, he's like, oh no, it's actually Goose because I went hunting and I got a goose, but then it got changed over the years to Coon Man.
Right.
But you have to respond to a nickname. Right, like you couldn't have become Schultzy if you hated Schultzy. Yeah.
That's a good point.
At some point, it was like in that movie, like what was it? The kids with the monsters, like the little monsters, where the fat kid is finally like, "My name is Horace." Like, there's going to be that moment.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody would like at some point he's like, "One more of you motherfuckers calls me," but you know he went first person with that nickname at some point.
Absolutely.
Like, who's the Coon Man have to blow to get a drink or? Here. You have to participate in your own nickname.
So true. Holy
40
shit.
40 years later, it pops up on it. Like, oh, they meant Goose.
Isn't that the least racist name?
Coon?
Yeah, like if you hated black people, you wouldn't call yourself after them.
It's because of the blackface.
Because he would do it.
One time?
I think it was more than once is probably the point.
Yeah, there was just a camera the one time.
Okay, what if he like was really into black chicks or something like that? What if there's
I was thinking that.
What if it's not racist? Like who do you hate?
You think in the 80s the way to get a black chick was to put blackface on and be like, what up?
No.
My name's Horace.
Get out of my dreams. Right, get into my car. I painted that black too. Let's go, Shaniqua. Right. Or whatever your name is.
Who do you hate?
I mean, that's...
I hate ignorance.
Yeah.
People that aren't empowered. Or you mean specifically?
Like specifically, what's a group of people you hate?
Oh, God.
I hate waspy women.
Waspy women.
Yes.
Okay. So... Oh, really?
There'll never be one.
Yeah, but you have that kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
She usually gets vaguely asked.
I don't go to the Hamptons.
Okay, so what if we called you? What if we were like, hey, boat shoes?
I do have boat shoes.
See, you secretly want to be waspy, right? So maybe that's why they called him Coon Man. Is like, what if deep down he was like, I really love black people. I want.
Yeah.
Did dress up as Michael Jackson. Like, what if we're unearthing not a racist, but like the most progressive guy of the time? Like,
and
this
so
guy loved black culture so much. He was dating black women.
Oh,
he
so
was wearing blackface not out of hatred.
So that picture
out of pure love for black people.
And that's what Rachel Dole is all.
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. Like, messing up this whole thing. Like, Deshaun King, clearly a white guy. Clearly white. Like, his brother's name is fucking Bert or something like that, right? This guy is fucking Caucasian. He's literally is lying about his mom getting raped so he can be part black. That's what. That's how much he wants to be black. You can say he hates black people.
Let's get back to Northam. You think?
Right, get your joke out. Come on. Do you?
The raising his hand.
You're ranting. The picture hanging out with the Klansmen.
What picture is that?
Oh yeah, that was one.
The picture.
Yeah.
So it went you think from, he's like, putting on blackface?
We're not sure whether or not he was in the blackface or the one in the Ku Klux Klan outfit.
He was neither.
That's what he said.
He put it in his own fucking yearbook.
Right.
There's no way.
But like...
So he was just trying to, like, make detente and change hearts and minds with that Klansman?
So, like... Do you think
80s were an odd time?
You think it was a real Klansman, or do you think maybe the Klansman was a costume too?
It was a costume, but it was a really good costume.
How hard is it to be a Klansman?
Dude, look at
the fucking white sheet.
No, those are good sheets.
You judging Klan costumes?
Yeah,
really?
They put some money into it. They didn't use mom's shittiest sheets.
There it is.
Yeah,
right. So,
put
real thought into that.
So, is it possible that maybe this is satire? Is that possible at all?
Sure.
Oh, it obviously is. Yeah, like, they good. Thought it was
Glad
funny.
Glad we're on the same page.
They 100%
right?
thought yeah. it was
doesn't
funny.
Doesn't matter whether it is or it isn't. It's intent, right? Mm-hmm. That's what is the intent behind something. It's like, we're comedians, right? We're judged based on intent. We're not judged based on what the audience thinks. Mm-hmm. Like, in my opinion, it's the intent of the joke, right? So, clearly, you're taking the most racist group, KKK, and you're putting them
Allegedly.
Next to a black dude, right? And they're being together.
I like how you just say black dude.
Well, he's a black enthusiast, as it turns out.
Yeah, black enthusiast.
Bobby's black enthusiast.
But apparently that's not him. Apparently his he what he did is there's a picture of him dressed as Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He admitted that he was like, yes, I did.
Yes. Oh,
wait, did the picture?
Like, by the way, there wasn't a photo. He just threw that out there.
Put it out there. He offered it.
Really?
Did it ever turn up, though, the Michael Jackson picture?
I don't know. But he was like, no, hey, this is what I did.
Because he originally said, the reason he had this one was that he was in a Michael Jackson contest, or a dance contest, and he did Michael Jackson.
Right.
And then he said, I don't think either one of them
I do love
me.
This.
Imagine
guy.
If he wanted, it's if amazing. That was his Michael Jackson during the Jackson 5 time when Michael would wear those cute bow ties and outfits.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I don't have a leather jacket to be bad Michael Jackson. Right.
Now, this
I just
is like,
have the weird getup.
Off the wall time.
Can we acknowledge that
the glitter.
Oh, he definitely thought it was funny, for
no,
sure.
No, no, not that.
It
I'm saying, like,
funny.
If there's one black guy that doesn't require blackface.
Right.
Right? Like, it's fucking, like, that's the most racist part of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you use blackface to be Mike, you really want it to be used blackface.
Who played Michael Jackson on Saturday Night Live? A white woman. They didn't do any makeup or anything. I was,
you could use a little toner.
That's
maybe.
It. Yeah. Bronzer.
Rouge.
That's all you need.
Rouge, yeah.
Put on some Hawaiian Tropic.
Don't go too heavy with it either. Yeah. Put on
some 5 fucking percent. SPF 5.
0.5.
White women, you want to talk about them?
Yeah. Yes.
I got a theory
sure.
about these.
I hate them.
Really?
Wait, why are we all looking at me? Is this an intervention?
Look, I'm just happy.
I'm white?
I'm just happy they're not looking at me.
I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? I was just joking.
No.
Oh, here's Wasps? Something I wanted to ask you guys about, because there's a CNN article today that fucking pissed me off. CNN has this article about this mom that... didn't vaccinate her kid.
Yes.
And then the kid died. And the article is how she's being bullied online.
For, yes.
By people saying, you killed your kid. And like, how awful that is that she's being bullied. And it's
Could
like,
she not be?
She killed her kid.
Yeah.
I don't understand why CNN would write the piece
right.
that is going, how could you bully this mom? It's like, your kid is dead. Because you're an idiot.
There's always
it's negligence, right?
There's always the you're a bully thing.
Ugh.
Like, you know, like
don't
the
you need bully. A bully?
There's
there
always the bully was. Shaming whenever, like, even if somebody is totally in the wrong, there's like this white knight thing of like, oh, we have to come to their defense. Like,
we're coming to the kid's defense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Now,
it's like,
Natasha, I've seen enough medical television shows, so I'm kind of an expert.
Not even kind of.
You know, there are religions and parents who do not believe in modern medicine. They do not, they will not let their children get surgery, even if that means the child could die, because they believe God will heal their child.
Of witnesses and Scientologists.
Totally.
Respectively.
Christians.
But
scientists, I think.
There are another group of parents who still believe we'll get surgery for their kid and you know, if they're sick, we'll give them antibiotics, but won't vaccinate because they're worried about autism or other things.
Dr.
affecting.
Jenny McCarthy was the one that put this
totally.
Out there.
Yeah. She also watches a lot of medical shows. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like we don't shame people when it's religious based,
right.
You know, or like if it's like the Amish or certain things like that. Granted, they don't have Twitter, so they can't see all the hate.
Yeah.
But
feel it in their hearts.
But why is it that we, because these people should know better? Is it like a thing? Is it a matter of that?
I don't know if it's a matter of that. I think it's just really people sticking to their guns and what they firmly believe is right. I mean, listen, everyone's got an opinion. Yeah. Everyone knows what they think subjectively may be right is right to them. And it's also probably generational, family based. Bullying them is one thing that I think social media has allowed to happen without getting punched in the face back for you know, being a bully, right? It's not necessarily a bad thing, though, because sometimes you want to call out these people for being fucking assholes. I think, going back to your point, if it's a religious-based reason why I decided not to have my kid vaccinated, then that's on me.
Yeah.
That's on what I have to live for and with for the rest of my life.
I don't know necessarily know if bullying's required after the kid dies. You know, big message received. Yeah.
You know the measles are coming back in the Southwest?
Yes. Yeah, because
really?
So here's what I don't understand about this vaccination shit. So let's say there's a 10% chance your kid is retarded, right?
Medically speaking.
I was just going to say that.
Right.
Not Bill retarded, yeah, just yeah. Regular retarded.
So they become retarded because of the vaccination, right? Let's say it's 10%.
Oh, it's just microscopically smaller.
But it's way smaller. Yeah. It's one, right? But like, let's say it's 10. I'll give you 10. There's a 90% chance your kid's getting the flu.
Sure.
90% they're getting the flu.
Yeah.
Bare minimum, they're almost going to die.
Right.
So wouldn't you take that risk at 10?
Yeah.
If I got a kid, I'm rolling the dice on 10, not 90.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's not even always religious people. There are people that are concerned that the vaccination outside of any religious impulse is going to make their kid retarded.
Yeah. There was a kid that...
just anti-retarded, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
A kid went to... he testified before Congress a couple weeks ago because he was underage. His parents are anti-vaxxers, and he was basically, like, suing for the right
to
vaccinate himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
We live in a time where teenage rebellion is going to get vaccinated.
Dude,
how fucking crazy.
And also, don't you think that this is the...
I don't want the measles. And your mom and dad are saying no.
No son of mine will be inoculated.
Great punishment. That's so much more effective than going to your room.
Diseases. Get the rickets.
Right.
Get the fucking rickets like the rest of us.
Die.
Didn't you argue that anti-vaxxers are the definition and the height of white privilege?
Go.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because all over the world, in countries, especially third world countries, people wish they could get vaccinated. They don't have the means to health care. They don't have the means to vaccinations. Yeah. And yet in this country, we are desperately trying to vaccinate everyone.
Can I steal
and
that promise from you? That is
of course.
Such a, that
and really then there are people who are saying, you know what? I know I have the best health care in the world right here. I'm going to say no.
That is
very they have the option.
Have the choice. Yeah, like you said, the option. It's bullshit.
Oh my God,
that is really good.
Yeah. Good, man.
Think about third world countries like, you know, my India.
Yeah.
So many people are fucking dying, and it's not religious based that they're not getting vaccinations. They just can't fucking
basically
afford
can't
it.
Get it.
Yeah.
They can't get it.
Yeah.
I think we're just.
They want to come to America where they can afford it and not do it.
They become doctors.
Right.
You know what they
dream.
Do? They come
that
here.
Is privilege.
They become doctors, and then they don't vaccinate the American kids. That's exactly what happens.
Funny.
But I
had two friends that were missionaries in China, and it like with Operation Smile, which is the nonprofit that fixes facial deformities.
Right.
And there were two tall American guys that were like 24, and they had to walk with their hands in their pockets because people would just come up, they would run up to them, put their daughter in their arms, and run away.
Oh my God, jeez.
And it was always girls, and they saw hope. They literally saw white hope.
Great white hope.
And they would just give the baby and fucking run.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Black face.
But the solution to that, is instead you put on full blackface and you moonwalk through rural Gangguan. This made up a Chinese sounding province.
I bought it. I was like,
I was on it.
That should be a place I'm aware of.
It's also probably Jamaican patois.
Gangguan. Gangguan, my youth.
Gangguan, batty boy.
We have Zach on the phone, who has something to add about vaccinations. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Doing well. I just was wondering if you guys knew that vaccine manufacturers are immune from lawsuits if their product is defective. Like, if you look up the side effects for Gardasil, it can cause Guillain-Barre disease and all these other problems, and you have no legal recourse.
Mm.
Wow.
Good.
Okay.
Fascinating. And why do you think that is? Is it the government?
Well, there's like a fund that they created to pay out if somebody does have a problem, but it allows them to create vaccines that aren't necessarily medically necessary, but cause them to make profit. So they're giving Gardasil, the HPV shot, to like 3-year-old boys. Why do they need that?
Are you an anti-vaxxer, Zach?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fact person.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, we appreciate that on this show. We are nothing but factual.
How old's your kid?
I don't have any children. Not planning on it. Because
anymore?
He would have been 6 years old 2 months ago. Still a sore subject.
That HPV at 2.5. Took him out the game.
Rickets are ruthless when you're 2.
Can a kid get HPV coming out his mom?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that sucks. Dude, catch the HPV on the way out.
Out the womb. Fresh out the womb.
But couldn't you just
think about it, we all got HPV coming out of a girl.
You got a C-sex.
Couldn't you C-sex
for
that?
You got a C-sex so you don't get the HPV. Yes.
Actually, that probably is true.
Yeah, but them C-section babies are
or he's yelling in there as it's coming out, keep your eyes closed, homie.
Guys, your little baby dicks full of warts.
Oh, boy.
Cracked in college.
Nah, dude. You just wash your dick off as soon as you're done with her, like everybody else.
Vaccinate that image from me. Oh, God.
Well, Zach, thank you for the facts. We always appreciate
thank
them.
You.
Call in anytime with more facts for us.
Sorry about the baby dick image.
Speaking of, that is a fully vaccinated adult talking about why you don't need vaccination.
With no children. Right.
Just for facts reasons, the CNN article, the mother wasn't an anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
And her kid died, and the anti-vaxxers go on her page and just say, your kid didn't exist.
But her kid wasn't vaccinated, though.
I believe he was.
No, he wasn't. She died. Check it out. I read it this morning. He wasn't vaccinated.
Are you saying Garrett can't read?
Yeah. Sorry, Garrett.
Hey, so no,
the whole article is about moms who have their kids vaccinated and the kids die and anti-vaxxers don't want them speaking out and then make up lies and say, like, your kid never existed. Your kid, yeah, he got vaccinated.
I think I like Andrew's story better.
The article
like
says that he died
from, I'm here for facts.
He died from a
flu.
Treatable, yeah. Or like a vaccinatable disease or some shit like that.
Oh, so it could have easily been.
That's what I read, you know.
Mm.
But maybe I'm fake news.
We have a fact off right
that's
now.
I
love it.
A fun thing about the history of circumcision is that it's always been blamed, they always say that circumcising fixes whatever the biggest medical threat is of the day.
Right.
So like they currently say, like when we were kids, probably they said that it prevents penile cancer. Which
is that it, thing?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was the reason behind vaccinating.
They call me Schultz your penile cancer in high school.
Yeah,
that's got to be the only tumor that, like, in the beginning, you're like, let it grow a little.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that supposedly only affects.
Nine? Let it run. Let it run.
That only affects like elderly homeless men that can't wash are the ones that get that.
Oh, yeah.
Now they say that it prevents AIDS. In like that's why they get Africans to do it, that it prevents AIDS supposedly. But it was originally that like it would keep you from masturbating, and if you don't masturbate, then you would stay sane because they used to think that you needed your jizz for your mental health. But over the
quite the opposite.
Over the years, it's been lazy eye, clubfoot, cholera, measles. And like it's doctors that like were you know that were the ones pushing it. Yeah.
Here's the thing with this circumcised shit. This is the greatest marketing ploy in the history. This is how you know how good Jews are at marketing. We call it an uncircumcised dick.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just
a dick.
Circumcised dick and dick.
Dick.
Yeah.
Right. Okay?
It's not everything bagel and un-everything bagel. It's just bagel. You know what I'm saying? It's the craziest thing. I see people say, I'm uncircumcised. I'm like, no, you're dicked. You just got a fucking dick, you idiot. How the fuck did you call it that?
You're plain dicking.
You're just a plain dick.
It's crazy. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
Anybody could call it that. Do you call your vagina uncircumcised?
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Somali man, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't go down there. No cutting. Sorry. Yikes.
Okay, here's it's a joke, but I don't know. I need to work on it. But like,
great intro.
Okay. I just don't understand why the first chick that was about to get her clit cut off didn't lie about what part was the clit.
God,
well,
yeah.
Because what dude back then would know?
Some of us still don't.
I mean, fucking, we don't know. Yeah, some dude with a machete wearing sandals is going to know where the fucking clit is? Like, there's no way.
So instead, they could just be filling in belly buttons or something?
Yeah. Grab a piece of thigh meat and be like, that's the clit.
Oh, no,
all of a sudden, be no more outies. That would be it. It'd be a much better world.
We're not talking about, like, guys who know about women. And
how to get the putty.
Just labia, whatever you need. It's just shocking that the woman told the truth and fucked it up for all these other chicks.
Yeah. But you know what's interesting about that is that that is how much tribe counts. Because, like, it's women that push their daughters into that.
Yeah.
Just the same way that dudes are like, well, I don't want my kid to have a weird dick.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So, like, breaking that cycle. I watched this whole thing about circumcision, and it, like, it's shocking. But then it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want him to have a weird dick.
You don't. That's the marketing, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, people don't want to feel different. So if the majority is circumcised, then it's too, like, do I want my kid to be in the majority?
3% globally are circumcised, and it's like 90% of Americans.
Is that right?
It's the most common surgery in America.
I have not one, but two friends.
But what's crazy about it?
Surgical issues with their
And there's no consent. It's the only surgery you can do without consent.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good.
They never ask us, and you want to get it done early. It's not like you want to get it done later.
It's not like a GED. You don't go back and get that. it's like swimming. Like, you can't swim by the time.
You're not swimming, bro.
Yeah, it's
just saying. That's who you are.
Be here on the deck chair, fucking chilling. I'll put my feet in that motherfucker, but I'm not getting
this. That was never discussed when I was growing up, though, because now I think more and more people are just not getting circumcised. But when I was growing up, it was just everyone did. Like, and no one talked about why we're doing this, or maybe we shouldn't. Like, this is a new development within the last 20 years, I think.
Yeah.
I remember Howard Stern was talking about it for a while. Like, he was really anti.
He was anti-circ?
Yeah.
But, dude, that's the thing. It's just like, people will believe anything if you tell them enough.
Yep.
That's why we got to fight wars. Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you tell people enough, like, hey, you know what? You deserve money that you didn't work for because you're a human.
But have you looked into
it's like,
yeah,
but like, blow up the Vietnamese to stop that shit.
Well, and so,
we don't want to.
And so it's okay. So if circumcision is all about aesthetics, ladies. Circumcised or un, I would assume you don't give, like, your penises are kind of ugly regardless. Yeah.
I disagree. I mean, the difference between the circ and the uncirc.
Garden slug's a garden slug.
Lighting goes a long way, though, you know?
Yeah. There's no preference between uncircumcised and circumcised?
For me, there is.
Which do you prefer?
The circumcised.
You like cut?
Just regular dick.
Really?
Well, not regular dick. I mean, an insatiably large dick would be great, but I mean,
insatiably.
It's either large or it's not. It's not hungry.
Wow.
And only because
what's
of
large?
Hygienic.
What's insatiably large?
Well, over 7 inches. But
that microphone or bigger?
Correct.
This
actually,
is the exact size.
We get see, a this is terrifying.
That's a lot of girth, yo.
This is terrifying.
It's girthy. Yeah. I mean, length, perfect.
This is the right length. You could
don't Photoshop it when I think you're about to.
You could do it more than that. You want more than that?
Sometimes.
So what? When does it stop?
I think it's sometimes.
When I'm hurting.
When you're hurting.
Yeah. God, how did this just all turn?
You ever
into
get
this?
That rubber fist thing
is
at
that
the
a
sex
public
shops?
Service announcement.
Oh, no,
that's it. That's a bridge too far.
The rubber vagina?
No, the rubber hand.
Goes like this.
No,
it's the only sex toy I never understood. That
I don't even think I've ever seen this one.
It's the only reason.
It's just a mannequin hand that you can fucking jam in there.
Oh no!
As opposed to your hand.
Yeah, but it's also bird beaked. It's not
like this.
It's not blunt.
It's like you're making a point, like a politician.
It's a Clinton.
Exactly.
Obama.
Yeah. I have sex with
No. Oh, I never saw that one. I saw the one that's like thumb out. Yeah.
Right.
Like a thumb clicker?
That's how you fist. Definitely. It's like a fisting thing. It's for gay dudes.
Sure. I see that. It's like,
by the way,
look at it.
I don't know.
Is that?
Oh, look at that.
Boy, you want to talk about white privilege. I have a hand, but I'm going to buy this sex toy that's also a hand.
Yeah.
That is disposable income, ladies.
But if you have like a deformed
fingernails on that thing.
Wrist.
Yeah, there's a reason that is the shade it is.
Oh, dude, there's money to be made with your shitty wrist.
Yeah.
And it's Schultz fisted.
A Schultzy fist.
With real atrophy.
White privilege will end white people. That's the idea. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a really good fucking premise.
It is good.
So what happens when you think of something like that that's funny? It just dies here?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Everything we're doing right now sucks. I look.
No, I'm saying like, that's such a great idea. You should have let me think about it.
Well, just given my idea.
Why it's dead now.
No, the things we come up with on this show that people ignore. I'm pretty sure we've cured cancer. We have done a lot here.
Yes. The way I would go about it is I'd be like, listen, minorities, you want white privilege to exist because it's literally the end of white people. Mm-hmm. And then not only the vaccination part, I think of all the different ways that white privilege was going to end white people. And then I'd convince a whole crowd of non-white people that white privilege is the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. That's right up my alley.
It was already working.
Schultzy premise right there.
It was already working with Natasha. She was literally going, yes, fuck yeah, right?
Now, in the water, driving SUVs.
Exactly. It's fuck, we're trying to kill ourselves.
Skydiving?
All white privileges.
You only see white people skydiving.
Yes. Yep. Oh my God.
That's so true. Oh,
and by the way, that reminds me.
Take it. Take
not
it
only,
level.
You guys, not only is Joe that's full of...
Joe, I'll give you credit.
That's fine.
Good as took it.
Not only is Joe full of fun facts, she's full of information about herself. And we're trying to get at least one segment in per show.
About what?
This is a fun way to end the show.
This is a good way to end the show because it involves her. Do we have it ready to go?
Congratulations, we'll by the way, on the engagement.
I'm not engaged.
She's just living with him.
No, I'm just moving in with the boyfriend. Okay.
Look, she's making the fist. Whoa, you see her hand? Pull it back up. She's getting... She's getting...
are we doing the More You Joe, or is this a...
Oh, yeah, we were going to do...
You Don't Know Joe.
You Don't Know Joe. Do we still have that one? Because I like this one because she's half man.
And now for You've Been Fisted by Joe.
Do we have the music?
I like Cotton Eye Joe. All right, we get the idea. Look, boy, you look amazing.
Okay, so I am going to do, it's essentially two lies. I'm sorry, two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say three statements. You tell me which is the false one, and I have a video to prove it. Three statements. I can do the moonwalk. I can't play the kazoo. I can roll my R's. Which one is false?
About you.
About me. I can do the moonwalk. I can't play the kazoo. Yep. I can roll my R's.
You can't do the moonwalk.
I agree.
I think you can't kazoo.
No. I'm saying moonwalk.
No, you can. That would mean she can.
So
she's saying she can't play the kazoo.
I don't think she can.
Cannot.
Can't.
But that would mean that you can play.
That would mean I can. Yeah. Okay, so we have a video in which I do two things that are truths.
Wait, well, how would you roll your R's?
We know we love these old videos of
you. Oh, yes, we do.
Who's that?
If you were an animal, what would you be and why? The dare is give us your best Michael Jackson dance moves.
I picked the dare.
You're going for the dare.
Yeah.
Come on, break it out. Break it out.
Yeah, by the way, you are really racially appropriating.
I'm only
going
to stand next to you in my heels if you take yours off.
Can you really do it?
Feel nice and tall.
Yeah, of course I can.
Come on, break it out. Nice!
You went backwards.
Oh my God.
That's great.
That was a trash moonwalk. I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, bare fucking sweaty feet on a floor.
You were barefoot?
Wait. The next one. Keep going. The next one shows.
That was good. I like that.
Who is your celebrity crush? The dare being play these strategically placed kazoos.
Well, I feel like since they're here,
you may
should probably.
I don't even know which end. Who, I don't wait, even know which end you go kazoo. From I here. I mean, this really. End. Come on, the smaller end. Okay. The wide end.
Oh,
come on!
I can't play a kazoo.
Play the kazoo.
I had to be taught how.
You know what? I think the people at home would have liked to know the celebrity crush. Give me your most embarrassing moment.
Doing the moonwalk and playing the kazoo on the show. There you go.
So I cannot roll my R's. Her.
That's it!
I just...
fucking game was a sham!
She can do it.
We're gonna have to give back people subscriptions because you fucking lied to them like that.
How is it happening?
You can't do it.
Not for very long.
Could do it. Got away from you.
It's as if Joe doesn't know herself.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Coming out. There it is.
No, if you can roll your R's or have an on-air stroke. It's one of the two.
Anyways, I didn't think I could.
You guys, this was as wonderful as I knew it was going to be. What do you have to plug or promote before we send you on your merry way?
Check out my podcast, Pets and Punchlines.
I love it.
And check me out on all social media. Everything is at Richie Redding.
Perfect way to get in on there early, because it's got to be the Andrew Schultz on YouTube.
Yeah, go
on
check Andrew out YouTube. Views from the Sis. New special is out now. At least the first 4 weeks are out. It's a 6-part series, so a new part drops every Sunday. So go subscribe, youtube.com/TheAndrewSchultz. Check out the first part, first four right now. And all the other content we got on the YouTube channel as well. Go check all that out.
Do it. Do it, or I'll hurt you. And Tosh, with my left hand still works. Tosh, what do you got?
You don't know how to use your left hand, I think.
I'm better at it now.
Are you better?
I'm ambidextrous.
That's cool. I'll just check out my Twitter, @Natasha_Delana.
You will score with that underscore.
Hey!
Even though we just did your quiz, do you want to do your other segment? All right, let's do it. That does look like the sex game.
Vaccinate your kids.
Oh, there we go.
Great.
Good message.
Yeah.
Ramones are dead because they weren't vaccinated.
Against heroin.